Hi, my name's Kirsty Stevenson. I am a freelance creative planner and project manager, and I volunteer my time to the Child's Eye Foundation. I'm here today to give a presentation on how we view social media, really how our values contribute to how social media really works for us as a kind of a platform and as a technology, and also to give a little bit of a case study of one of our success stories about Joey, who was one of our children who was abandoned in a car park. In fact, he was the first child that we looked after at the Malaika Babies Home, which is the centre for the Child's Eye Foundation in Uganda. And he was also the first child who was adopted. And so it was a really big and exciting story for us because due to all the work of our supporters and volunteers over a period of time, being engaged and involved and giving their time, love and money to the Child's Eye Foundation, Joey was really the beginning and the culmination almost of the success of setting everything up. So it's a really exciting story for us. And well, there's many, many more stories now, and there's many more exciting things that are happening, but hopefully this will just give you a little bit of a basic insight as to who Child's Eye Foundation are and what our aims are.
So how important has been social media for the organisation?
Social media is really important for the organisation. We always say it's not really something that's built our organisation. Our values have built our organisation, and social media has facilitated that for us. We were just really lucky to set up our organisation in sort of at the beginning of sort of Web 2.0 and the beginning of social technologies. And so it was a bit of a no-brainer for us to use those. We didn't have any money. We wanted to contact people. We wanted to create a community. We were all about transparency, doing things differently. And really, it just was the easiest possible way for us to go about doing things. And so we've never really set out to have a social media strategy. So it's quite funny when people ask us why and how we're doing the things that we're doing, because really we were doing it out of necessity, logic, all of those things really, and have never really created a strategy for social media. Our strategy is all about our values and our end game really. We're aiming to help mothers and children who've in Uganda abandon babies really and find them homes. We're all about making families, not orphans. We're not about social media, but social media is absolutely brilliant, and we're so glad that it's around to help us facilitate and empower our community, really.
So is that what it's given you?
Social media and other technologies, open source technologies, the availability of being able to communicate with our worldwide audience and really pull people together has really created Child's Eye Foundation. Without that, there would be no other way for us all to connect. So Child's Eye has been formed by social media, but it's our underlying values that have allowed us to be in the place that we're at, and social media has facilitated it, really.
So what do you think organisations, especially small charities, small international charities, or just small organisations, what do you think they can learn from you by looking at your website, looking at what you do?
Well, I think what they can learn is that you basically just use what's available to you. The internet is out there. Everything is available. Be transparent, be open, invite people into your conversation. Use the technologies, use the tools that are there. Everything we use MailChimp for our emails, we use Facebook to communicate with our community. All of these things now talk to each other as well. They all sort of feed into our donor database, which is Salesforce as well. Everything has an app that links to another app. We use Woofoo for our forms, which links also into our email, which links into Salesforce. And we do all of those things because I think that actually it removes the admin. It removes the cost of doing things as well. And we are small. We're a volunteer-based organisation. We don't have the time or money to have massive systems and different strategies for doing things. We just have to get on with it. And I think that's the thing. Social media and technology helps us just get on with it.
And finally, what are your hopes going into 2012?
To keep on housing children within families in Uganda. That is our aim, and we'll continue to build our community and encourage people to support us in order to do that.